For the past few years, Sunshine Coast Tourism has been working on a plan to connect Seeshelt to Lund with a safe, efficient route for cyclists, pedestrians, people using mobility scooters and other folks choosing active transportation. It's for commuters, tourists and anyone who wants to enjoy the coast outside of a vehicle. In January, GJD Planning released the project's second report. It breaks down the coast into 20 segments and proposes infrastructure for each one. It also proposes which segments should get top priority. And, it notes that this will cost about $4 million per kilometer. Benefits include the potential for improved emergency access in the event of damage to the highway, improved population health and fitness, reduced emissions of air and water pollution, increased tourism revenue and improved access to shops and services for those with less ability or desire to drive, such as children, the elderly and people living in poverty. Local people on the working group are Charlie Latimer, Lund Cycling Association, Charlie Mace, Sustainability Planner, City of Powell River, Christopher Lightfoot, Director, Cothet Regional Cycling Association, Daniela Ferguson, Manager of Planning Services, City of Powell River, and Jason Gao, Director of Planning Services, City of Powell River, along with several reps from the Lower Coast. Here, Sunshine Coast Tourism's Destination Development Manager Paul Kamen outlines why Connect the Coast is the right vision for this place, right now. What's your own experience with active transportation? Were you always a walker and cyclist? Paul. When my family moved to Powell River in 2011, we first lived in Townsite and I would ride my bicycle to work in Westview using the Willingdon Beach Trail. Unfortunately, I did not have an e-bike back then and the hill up to Joyce was admittedly a bit taxing. Today, I walk my dogs daily on the many great trails in the area. What struck you about trying to walk and cycle in Westview and across the region when you first moved to Powell River? Paul. The neighborhoods in Powell River were built during different eras of the city's development and it can be difficult to find a good walking route as many streets in Westview have long blocks and end with cul-de-sacs that are clearly designed for cars, not pedestrians. Cycling was also quite limited 10 years ago by the lack of safe cycling infrastructure and the many steep hills in the area. The city has made some great improvements with the infrastructure and the proliferation of electric bikes has made cycling more accessible to more people. What piece of Connect the Coast's many projects are you most excited about? And why? Paul. The big vision. Developing an end-to-end multi-use pathway along Highway 101 from Langdale to Lund would be a game-changer for the entire region, significantly improving accessibility and safety for both visitors and residents, while simultaneously reducing highway and even ferry congestion. It would also be an extraordinary draw for cycle tourism to the region. Why should Cothet folks be excited about Connect the Coast? Paul. We live in a beautiful place with incredible ocean views. Having a dedicated active transportation corridor along Highway 101 would showcase our region in a new and spectacular way and provide the community with a world-class transportation amenity that helps connect our communities. The estimated $4 million per kilometer made coffee come out my nose a little. What would you say to locals who are just horrified by how much this will cost? Paul. Infrastructure of this nature should really focus on the long-term return on investment. Active transportation has proven benefits in terms of our public healthcare costs, quality of life and environmental benefits, plus great potential to support further economic activity as a tourist attraction. But also keep in mind that this is about half the cost of adding a lane of highway in each direction. Moreover, if provincial and federal governments each cover one-third of the costs, as they did for recent projects in Tofino and Metro Vancouver, then the local government is only responsible for construction costs of less than $1.5 million per kilometer, and that seems like a smart investment for our community's future health and wealth. What will Connect the Coast do for tourism? Paul. The initiative will stimulate a new market of cycling tourism and make the entire Sunshine Coast more attractive to visitors who prefer eco-friendly modes of transportation. Linking our ferry terminals with an active transportation corridor encourages more walk-on and bike-only ferry passengers, contributing to a more sustainable and efficient transportation system. The Kathet area has many excellent tourism offerings, but it's no secret that most visitors are currently dependent on car travel to get around, and this could change that significantly. What will Connect the Coast do for residents? Paul. For residents, Connect the Coast will provide safer, more accessible transportation options, especially important for seniors and those without a driver's license. It also aims to reduce reliance on private automobiles, promoting healthier, safer and more environmentally friendly commuting opportunities. Locally, cycling infrastructure has been really controversial. The four-way stop at Manson and Duncan, the proposed changes on Maple, the path across from Mitchell Brothers. Why is Connect the Coast different? Is this a project everyone can get on board with? Paul. Connect the Coast has a much broader scope and potential for community benefit. This initiative is about creating a fully separated multi-use path connecting all the communities of the region, not just looking at one intersection. This path would cater to a diverse range of users, including pedestrians, cyclists, those with mobility challenges, families with strollers and young children. What would you tell locals about how Joyce Avenue will work better for everyone including drivers, with better active transportation infrastructure? Paul. An active transportation route along Joyce Avenue would be very difficult because of how busy the street is with daily motor vehicle traffic and the space limitations of the road itself. The active transportation route we are advocating for within the Connect the Coast initiative is along the waterfront on Highway 101, where there is more space and opportunity for a separated pathway that can provide incredible scenic views without disrupting car traffic. Join the Peaks email list for the top headlines right in your inbox Monday to Friday.